Honolulu voters will be choosing a new prosecutor this year after the current one stepped down in the wake of the Kealoha corruption scandal. HPR will be profiling the candidates running for the office. Today, we start with former U.S. Attorney and state judge Steve Alm.
I feel a sense of obligation to that office. I started there, and in the last year, I alternate between being embarrassed, being mad, being disappointed at what's been going on. So I want to go back there and make things right.
Steve Alm started his legal career in 1985 as a director at the Honolulu Prosecutor's Office. There, he oversaw its district and family court division. Alm was then tapped as the U.S. Attorney for Hawaii, later becoming a judge for 15 years in Honolulu's First Circuit Court. Alm now has his sights set on the city prosecutor's office, where one of his priorities will be to change the department's culture.
The public doesn't trust the office. The police have problems with it. The other agencies have trouble working with it because it has not wanted to really collaborate with a lot of people for a long time. And that would mean if I get in, it's going in there and creating a culture of doing justice, not just winning cases.
Alm says the job of the prosecutor is to be fair, or as he says, strike hard blows but not foul ones. He believes the department has lost sight of that, and it partly has to do with the training of deputy prosecutors.
The office, you know, this kind of history of micromanaging when people get 4, 5, 6 years there. And so they end up quitting because they can't stand that, as I can understand. But that means the deputies get moved through the office too quickly, and they're not getting enough training. They're not prepared enough to be successful at trial. And if you can build a culture of doing the right thing, but also to be skillful, to enjoy your work, to feel supported by the administration, then you're going to be more skillful. You're going to win more cases, and you can make plea agreements from a position of strength.
Alm says his experience and success as a former prosecutor and judge gives him the experience and background to improve the department and spearhead change. He points to one example, a probation program Alm founded as a judge. The Hawaii's Opportunity Probation with Enforcement, or HOPE, is a program that gives offenders simple rules to follow and provides equal and consistent consequences for misbehavior. The goal is to reduce probation violations by drug offenders and others at high risk of recidivism. Alm says the program isn't perfect, but it does make a difference.
We've had top quality research from Pepperdine and UCLA. The people in HOPE, compared to probation as usual, test positive 72% less often. They get arrested for new crimes 55% less often. And they go to prison, not jail at OCCC, but prison at Halaba Women's or Saguaro, for 48% fewer days.
Alm says the only reason HOPE works is because the defendants feel they are being treated fairly. Since its creation, 30 other states have adopted the program. Alm says he's a big supporter of rehabilitation and diversion programs and is willing to explore new options, but adds he also supports things that have a proven track record. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.